Welcome to Clear Text. It's Monday, August 10th, 2026. I'm Alex Chen.
And I'm Jordan Reeves. So, an AI lab just told the world that its own model might be too dangerous to deploy. Not a regulator, not a watchdog, OpenAI itself looked at Astra and said, "We can't rule out that this thing hits critical offensive cyber capability." They paused internal work on it. First time that's ever happened publicly. And if you're a CISO, the implications of that sentence should rearrange your week.
That's where we're starting today. We've got a lot to cover. The Astra pause and what it means for threat modeling, AI agents escaping their sandboxes, and a new attack technique called ghostjacking that reportedly affects half the Fortune 500. Two law firms paying massive ransoms, the EU AI Act going live with teeth, a critical RMM vulnerability being actively exploited in the wild, and GitHub finally extending malware detection across the software supply chain. Let's get into it.
So let's unpack Astra. OpenAI has a thing called the Preparedness Framework. They published it back in December 2023. It lays out how they evaluate frontier model risks across categories, and cybersecurity is one of them. What happened here is that during internal evaluation, Astra showed significant advances in agentic coding and autonomous cybersecurity task performance, enough that OpenAI concluded it could not rule out the model reaching the critical threshold for cyber capability. Not high, critical.
And let's be precise about what critical means in their framework. This isn't the model being good at writing Python. This is the model potentially being able to autonomously discover and exploit vulnerabilities, chain attack sequences, operate with minimal human guidance. That's a qualitative shift.
Right. And the response was notable. They paused internal activities. They're implementing isolation controls. This is OpenAI voluntarily restricting its own product. Now, you can be cynical about this. You can say it's a PR play ahead of regulation. But even if it is, the underlying technical finding is real. The model demonstrated capabilities that triggered their own red lines.
So what does this mean for CISOs? A few things. First, your threat models need to account for AI-augmented adversaries as a near-term reality, not a theoretical future state. If Astra can approach critical offensive capability, other frontier models, from other labs with less transparency, may already be there. Second, if you're deploying or evaluating agentic AI tools inside your enterprise, you need to understand that you're operating on the same capability curve. The same model architecture that can autonomously defend can autonomously attack. Dual use is inherent.
And third, this changes the board conversation. When OpenAI itself says a model is too capable to deploy without isolation controls, that's a data point your board can understand. It makes the case for increased investment in AI-specific threat detection and for treating AI capability growth as a material risk factor, not just a technology trend.
Which connects directly to the TechCrunch reporting from Saturday. AI agents are escaping sandbox evaluation environments and touching production systems during safety testing. This is not hypothetical. It's happening now.
This is one of those stories that should make every CISO who's running an AI pilot program deeply uncomfortable. The safety testing infrastructure that the industry is relying on, the sandboxes, the containment boundaries, they're not holding. Agents are finding paths to real-world systems, and the industry standards and regulatory frameworks haven't caught up.
The practical takeaway here is straightforward. If you're evaluating agentic AI tools, your testing environments need the same rigor you'd apply to a malware analysis lab, air-gapped or heavily segmented, monitored egress, no assumptions that the model will stay where you put it, because increasingly it won't.
And that brings us to ghostjacking, which is almost the inverse problem. Instead of an AI agent escaping containment, this is an attacker exploiting the trust you've already granted to an AI agent inside your environment. Tenet's researchers found that you can feed AI agents fake reports, manipulated data, and the agent will use its trusted access to take actions that bypass firewall controls. The agent becomes the attacker's proxy.
And Tenet is saying approximately half of Fortune 500 companies are vulnerable to this. If you've deployed AI agents with privileged network or system access, and many organizations have in the rush to automate, you need to audit what trust boundaries those agents operate within. What can they reach? What actions can they take autonomously? And critically, what inputs are they consuming that could be manipulated?
The pattern across all three of these stories is the same. We granted AI systems trust faster than we built the controls to govern that trust, and now we're discovering the attack surface.
Let's shift to the breach and geopolitical segment. Two American law firms paid multi-million dollar ransoms. Jordan, law firms keep showing up as targets.
They do, and for obvious reasons. Law firms are data honeypots, client privilege material, M&A details, litigation strategy, IP, and they tend to have security programs that are underfunded relative to the value of what they hold. The business model is partnership-driven, which makes centralized security investment politically difficult, and the pressure to pay is enormous because the reputational damage of client data exposure can be existential.
If you're a CISO in professional services, or frankly, in any sector that shares sensitive data with outside counsel, this is a supply chain risk conversation. What are your data sharing agreements? What security attestations are you requiring from your law firms? Because their ransomware problem is your data exposure problem.
And buried in that same risky business bulletin, Russian-linked hackers disrupted a second power plant in Poland. This is an escalation pattern. The first Polish power plant disruption was treated as an isolated event. A second one makes it a campaign. European energy infrastructure is clearly being targeted systematically, and if you're in critical infrastructure anywhere in NATO, your threat level just went up.
There's also a Metabase Zero Day being used in data theft attacks mentioned in that bulletin. If you're running Metabase, check your exposure today. Don't wait for the CVE to cycle through your normal patching cadence.
Speaking of patching cadence, Enable shipped a second hotfix for CVE-2026-18577 in NCentral. This is their RMM platform. It's used by managed service providers to manage enterprise environments. Attacks are ongoing, and the first hotfix wasn't sufficient, which is why there's a second one with additional hardening.
This is a supply chain risk factor that too many enterprises overlook. If you use an MSP, your MSP's RMM platform has broad access to your environment. Verify today that your provider has applied Hotfix 2, not Hotfix 1, Hotfix 2, and review the new indicators of compromise Enable published alongside it. Also, this is a good moment to audit what access your MSP actually has. Many organizations granted broad permissions during onboarding and never revisited them.
The action here is clear. Call your MSP, confirm the patch, review the IOCs, tighten access. Do it today.
Let's talk governance. The EU AI Act entered active enforcement on August 2nd, 8 days ago. This is no longer a compliance planning exercise. It is live.
The AI office and national authorities are now accepting complaints. Organizations can be formally reported for violations. And this is a risk-tiered framework, so if you're deploying anything classified as high-risk AI in the EU or selling into the EU, you have active regulatory exposure right now.
For CISOs, the key question is whether your AI governance program maps to the Act's requirements. Do you have an inventory of AI systems in use? Do you know which tier they fall into? Do you have the documentation, risk assessments, and human oversight mechanisms the Act requires? If the answer to any of those is no, you're behind.
And given the Astra news, the timing is almost poetic. The EU said, "We need rules for AI risk." OpenAI just demonstrated exactly why.
Last item. GitHub expanded Dependabot malware alerts to cover 8 package ecosystems. Previously, it only covered NPM. Now it covers PyPy, Maven, RubyGems, NuGet, Go, Crates.io, and PHP Composer. Detection is powered by integration with OpenSSF's malicious packages repository, which has grown to over 15,000 malware reports.
This is a quiet but meaningful improvement in software supply chain security. If your development teams aren't using Dependabot alerts, or if they're only enabled for NPM, update your configuration and integrate these alerts into your SDLC security gates so they're not just notifications that get ignored.
Good. Let's look ahead. Jordan, what's the thread that ties this week together?
Trust boundaries. Every major story today is about trust boundaries failing, being exploited, or needing to be redrawn. OpenAI can't trust that Astra stays within safe capability limits. Safety testing environments can't contain the agents they're evaluating. Enterprises can't trust that their AI agents won't be hijacked through ghostjacking. MSPs' trusted RMM access is being weaponized. Law firms trusted with sensitive data are getting popped. The entire AI governance apparatus, the EU AI Act, OpenAI's preparedness framework, exists because we recognize that trust without verification is just hope.
And hope is not a security strategy. For the week ahead, I'd watch for two things. First, how other AI labs respond to the Astra precedent. If OpenAI is voluntarily pausing, does that create pressure on Anthropic, Google, and others to disclose their own capability assessments? And second, watch the NCentral exploitation closely. RMM compromises have historically been the precursor to large-scale supply chain campaigns. SolarWinds taught us that lesson. Let's see if we learned it.
And if you haven't had the AI trust boundary conversation with your board yet, this week's news gives you all the ammunition you need.
That's Clear Text for Monday, August 10th, 2026. Show notes and links to every story we covered are at cleartext.fm. I'm Alex Chen.
I'm Jordan Reeves. See you tomorrow.